Well, tension is running high in Indian-controlled Kashmir as the rest of the region marks the first anniversary of the killing of a popular pro-independence fighter who was shot dead by the Indian Army. As Press TV's Sayed Ali Safi reports, security has been beefed up and curfew-like restrictions have been imposed to prevent people from holding pro-independence rallies.
People in Indian-controlled Kashmir have observed a complete shutdown and hold protests to commemorate the first death anniversary of a prominent pro-independence fighter, Burhan Wani, amid heightening tension. Wani was killed last year by Indian forces. His killing triggered violent protests and clashes that have refused to die down to this day. So far, nearly 150 people have been killed in various protests across the region. Hundreds more have been injured by the Indian Army's live rounds and pellet guns. Anticipating more demonstrations on Burhan's death anniversary, the authorities have boosted security and imposed restrictions across the region. 21,000 additional paramilitary troops have been deployed to prevent anti-government rallies. Internet services are down, and all top pro-independence leaders and activists are either under house arrest or were taken to custody.
Burhan is the symbol of resistance against colonial domination, against militarization of Kashmir, against finding the military solution to Kashmir. It is the Indian arrogance, ossified stand, which is standing in the way of the final resolution of Kashmir issue. On the pretext of militancy, they are carrying a slow genocide of Kashmir. If India claims to be a democracy, then it has to find a democratic solution.
Burhan Wani's funeral in 2016 attracted an unprecedented number of people in over two decades of conflict in Kashmir. The region's pro-independence groups termed the mass funeral as a referendum against India's rule on Kashmir.
Life in Kashmir has once again come to a grinding halt, and on the first anniversary of Burhan Wani's death, Kashmir continues to be one of the most militarized zones in the world. Political observers here believe the situation will continue to go from bad to worse if New Delhi refuses to shun arrogance and address the Kashmir issue on humanitarian grounds. Sayed Ali Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.